Now we have what has been called a psalm of nature, or as the New Scofield Reference Bible has it, praise to the God of creation. And actually, you can see all the days of creation here. For instance, you begin, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty." Now, we're talking now about the God of creation, who covereth thyself with light, as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. Now, on the first day, you remember, he said, "Let there be light." And there was light. That was the first day. And here you have, "Thou coverest thyself with light as a garment." Now, we are told here that on the second day of creation, God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters." That is, he put waters up above us and waters below. And you have this here today, "who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain," or just like you stretch a tent in that day. Why, they would arrive at a certain place, a camel caravan, and then they would put out their tent, just stretch it out. Well, that's the way God has stretched out the heavens. And when he did, why, there's a layer of water above us. And every now and then it comes down pretty fast. Verse 3, "who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, and maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind." And here is a very wonderful picture of the second day. Now, we have also the third day here. And I think I'll just move right along into this wonderful psalm of creation. And as we do, we come here to this third day. Now, notice he says in verse 5, "who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be moved forever. Thou coverest it with deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains." This is a reference, many believe, to the flood also. But you'll remember that here on the third day, he divided the waters that were under the heavens. See, he put water above the clouds that go over, carry quite a bit of water. And then beneath, why, he now divides the land and the waters. This is a praise to God for his creation, you see, here, the land and the sea. Now, what did he do on the fourth day? Now, he didn't create the sun and the moon. He just said, "Let there be lights and firmament," and now they are to regulate time here on this earth. And you have in verse 19 of the psalm, "he appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth it's going down." Now, even all peoples have learned that. Over here in Arizona, they have the ruins of an Indian building, and in it there are two holes made in the wall, and they couldn't figure out what that was. Then they found out that at the time to plant corn, you can look through both of those and see the moon. When you could see the moon through both of them, time to plant corn. You see, God gave the moon actually for seasons. He says that here, "and the sun knoweth it's going down." All of this moves according to schedule. Don't tell me we're in a universe that is meaningless today. Now, what did God do on the fifth day? Well, that was the day animal life appeared, and everything that's in the ocean, it's alive, you see, with life. Verse 25, "now so is this great and wide sea, wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships," and so on. Now, this is a wonderful picture. But what about man? Let me read now, beginning with verse 30. "Thou sendest forth thy spirit. They are created. Thou renewest the face of the earth." Man now is going to be put on the earth. It's ready for him. His home is ready for him. "The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. God looked upon it was good. He looked on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I'll sing praise to my God while I have my being." Man's on the earth, created to praise God. He's been put on the earth and he's given an address. He lives at number one, Garden of Eden. That's where he lives. And now will you notice verse 34? My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. But what happened? Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth. Let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord. O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Man's sin. What's God going to do? He's going to get them off the earth, friends. Unless you're willing to turn to Christ, I can assure you one thing. This earth won't be your permanent dwelling place. God will remove you to another place, and it has another address, by the way.